Praise the Lord. And that angel will have smitten him there straight. Will have cut off his neck there. It was that same animal as that saved him. That animal he was riding on saw the angel and dodged the angel. We know the story. I'm not going to all that detail, but the emphasis there is God telling him to go, yet God sent the angel again to finish him on the way. Why? God's permissive will. A lot of us here, we ask questions. When you come to Brother Assembly and we say, the Bible does not permit woman pastor, for instance. The next thing, the first thing that comes to your mind is, but it, that is where I received Christ. It was under her ministry that I received the Holy Ghost. How can you say that woman pastor is not in the will of God? That woman pastor is in the will of God, but is not in the perfect will of God. That woman pastor is in the permissive will of God. And at the end, she will find out that God will never bypass his word for anybody. For God is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Woman pastor here, go and resign, oh. But I heard the voice that told me, Pastor Moses, I am sure how God talks to me. He's the one that said I should go and start that ministry. That he will use me mightily. When did he call you? When did he give you that word? Was it not when you were busy fasting and telling me, God, use me, God, use me. I want to turn Lagos upside down. Was it not when you were doing dry fasting, he came and talked to you? What were you doing dry fasting for and troubling God for God to use you and turn Lagos upside down? When it is written, I permit not a woman to teach, nor usurp authority over the man. That is God's perfect will. You read it every day. Why are you going to the mountain to ask God for a ministry? He will give you. He will give you. Sister, he will give you. He will give you. He will give you. Sister, he will give you. But at the end, he will say, I never knew you. Because you were not doing the will of the Father. The will of the Father is in the Bible. His will is here. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the truth now. Perfect will. Perfect. It covers every aspect of your life. Perfect will. Somebody, you are busy looking at the testimonies that are going on in the ministry. And I told you the story of Moses. That Moses, amen, God, the children of Israel, see, anytime, that is the one that fears me the most. That confirms that God is no respecter of persons. No special person before God. I'm telling you. No special person before God. That is the truth. Moses, that his calling was so sure until Dathan, Korah, and Abiram stood to mess him up. God opened the ground and swallowed over 200 and something people just for challenging Moses. There was revival. The journey continued. The same situation arose again. Moses, this time they troubled Moses so much. Moses went before the Lord again. That rock appeared again. God told him, this time he said, go and speak to the rock. What did he say he should do to the rock? If you are with me, say it now. He said, speak. Yes, Moses went to the rock out of anger. Instead of speaking, what did he do? He struck the rock again. What did God tell him to do? Speak. What did Moses do? Strike. Did God tell him to strike? No. What did he do? He struck, but did water come out? Eh? He did the wrong thing. But water still came out. Catch it. He did the wrong thing. But the water that the people were crying for, the water still came out. And the people were saying, hey, hey, see this Moses. Moses is a great man of God. See this Moses. Moses is a great man of God. There was a revival in the camp of Israel. But while they were receiving revival, a death sentence was on the head of Moses. Why? Moses, will you strike me a second time? One will have said, he's so special, therefore, let's warn him. Moses, don't do this again. Don't do this. But God is no respecter of persons. Because of it, he told you, you will not enter the promised land. I am telling you, hallelujah, there is revival going on under woman GO, woman pastor, woman reverend doctor, woman deputy international coordinator, woman evangelist, woman archbishop, woman pastoress, woman this, woman that. Thank God for the revival. But while the revival is going on, a death sentence is hanging over that woman pastor. From above, I never knew you. Get thee from me, ye that walk iniquity. And iniquity is knowing the right thing to do and refusing to do it. You see? Therefore, you must be in God's perfect will. Not in your own will. Not in your own will. Concerning the ministry, it must be God's perfect will. If God has not called you to be a pastor, don't go and set up a church because you have a gift. You have a healing gift. Everybody is coming. There is no ministry in the Bible as a healing ministry. All these funny things say, no, like that sister say, where she was going, say, no be church, oh, na ministry. It's a business limited. I know those type of places. They will go and rent a shop somewhere and sit down and rent one place every Wednesday. Mokuna, they come for counseling. What thing happened? My gift. All that nonsense Pentecostals do. Our eyes of understanding he has opened. See, our eyes have been opened. That's why I'm saying it boldly. Boldly. And I will call every opportunity I have to preach. I will say it hard. Because it is being recorded. Even if I am no more like William Branham sounded it hard. He died in 1965. I heard the message in 1989. He preached it hard. He saved the people in those days. And it is still saving the people now because we are in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't know what lays ahead. So why should I be preaching as if I own tomorrow? Every sermon I preach it hard because either I may not have opportunity to preach again or you may not have opportunity to listen to it again. That's why I'm saying it now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woman pastor is God's permissive will. It's God's permissive will. All these people going to rent a shop, sit down and receive vision for people. Or gather people, gather money, and then they group. They'll be going up and down and doing family deliverance from village to village. God has nothing to do with that thing. I'm telling you. It's God's perfect way for deliverance. They're going to somewhere. They have not given their life to Christ. What are you going to meet people who don't know Christ? And you're invoking the power of Christ to deliver them. Deliver them from who? They go there and create trouble for that family and say they have gone for deliverance. There's God's perfect will. There's God's permissive will. Ask for His perfect will in everything you do. The kind of job you do, the kind of business you do, there is God's perfect will. Which business you should do that God has ordained for you to do. There is the kind of wife you should marry, the husband you should marry, God's perfect husband for you, God's perfect wife for you. Even the place of worship. It's not every church that is your own church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If there is any sister here, you are a Christian, and you believe that there's nothing wrong with wearing trousers as a Christian woman because you heard the voice of the Lord telling you it doesn't matter, it is what is in your heart. I know where your church is. Bride Assembly is not your church. Certainly, because another sister is sitting with you and the Holy Ghost told her, don't wear trousers. And the pastor here is telling everybody here, don't wear trousers. In your own heart, you are saying it doesn't matter. That is evidence. Bride Assembly is not your church. I can tell you the address where your church is. It's at Oregu. It's at Oregu. I'm telling you, it's not every church. Church, for every sheep, there is God's ordained shepherd for you. If you are not under the right shepherd, spiritually and physically, your life will remain stagnated. Amen. And what is the evidence that He is your shepherd? Whatever He tells you to do, you will do it. If you don't do it, how do you expect to give testimony? Therefore, Bride Assembly Church, it's not for everybody sitting down here. Go and pray. God will show you where your church is. Go there, you will prosper. Some people prosper in Sele. Praise God. Some people will prosper under Reverend Father. Under Reverend Father. Any demon tormenting you, Reverend Father, come with holy water, the demon go run. Because that is where you belong. Oh, you have not understood. Pastor Chris, now you are the suspect, Pastor. You don't go Babalawo before. No, as unbeliever, you never go Babalawo. As a non-believer. No. Oh, your papa be Babalawo. You don't go before. Do you know that as an unbeliever, before you know Christ, do you know that you will go there with some people, it will work for them, it will work for you?
Yes, sir. No, they work for me.
Eh?
They work for me.
Even as an unbeliever, eh? It will work for you. Because there are some people that their own way, na babala own way. Eh? Because they are ordained to go to hell. And that is the person that will lead them to hell. Eh? But your own name is written in the book of life. From the foundation of the world. Therefore, if you go to Babalawo, nothing will work for you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the truth. There's a place for somebody. Oh, into in Baba, I'm native doctor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, that is the truth. Get God's perfect will. Lord, concerning this thing I am doing, what is God's perfect will? See, the fact that you see vision, the fact that you prophesy, hallelujah, hallelujah, does not now places you in the office of a prophet and you sit down like that. Church, listen. A true confirmed evangelist, listen. A true confirmed evangelist, God, normally, it's normal, will anoint you with such an anointing that is even higher than the anointing that is on a pastor. A true evangelist will have a powerful healing gift, word of knowledge gift, vision, prophecy. Why? So that when he goes before the unbelievers, he will say, I am going to show you the difference between this and that. Between the gods that you serve and the God that I have brought before you. Hallelujah. And there will be manifestation so that they will believe the gospel. But in bride assembly, once they start to see vision, they don't follow for rally again. They don't go out for market evangelism again. They are asking for air conditioner office. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are walking outside the will of God when you do that. Until in this church, people scheme to enter Eagle's camp. They scheme to join the group for prophets. Why? Me too, I've started seeing vision. So that we can be sitting and doing one-on-one counseling. Is that God's perfect will for your ministry? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Pastor in a vision. I'm always seeing myself. Praying for people, large people. I'm seeing myself with microphone. Hallelujah. Then wait for the appointed time. Amen. Sister Chiwendu, the angel told you, the manifestation is the interpretation. Don't, because you see a vision, you see a dream, then you go and open ministry, pastoral ministry. You will suffer, eh? You will suffer. Hungry will wire you. You will lower the gospel. You will change. You say, no, sisters, you can wear anything you like. Bill, I say, well, do they do this into too much? Because the real people that support ministry, they are the unbelievers in the church. They are the ones that support ministries. Because children of God are very, very stingy. And we never collect money from a cocaine pusher to build a church. Oh, you think it's empty boast? They have brought 50 million naira cash. So what do you do? Say, I will tell you the truth. Now, cocaine, pastor, you know, I'm in the house of God, I come and I say, ah, who directed you here? Carry your money and go. Praise the Lord. How much? Oh, 60 million. Okay, it was 60 million. Another one brought 14 million. Was waiting to bring it in check for tithe. I say, anybody will bring tithe from cocaine. You drop it here. Say that. And should they come out here, they will arrest you. You'll be in jail till Jesus come. It's true now. Church, let there be a church where God will say, this is my beloved church in whom I am well pleased. Let's create an atmosphere where people can enter here any time of the day and pray and God will answer. Judas brought blood money to the elders, to the council. They rejected it. Blood money is given to pastors these days. They are collecting and building cathedrals. That's the truth. Hallelujah. After all, not be rent, we rent this place. Now we get here. Nothing will pull us away from here until Jesus Christ comes. Praise the Lord. One of us. So when I say stingy people, I'm not talking everybody. There are people that are givers. There are people that realize that they are where they are because of God. There are people that appreciate this ministry and they want to contribute to this ministry. But whether they do it or not, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are not frustrated pastors. Amen. We are not frustrated ministers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We will wait for God who called us to confirm us. Amen. Hallelujah. I am still living in a rented house. But do you think I will not have my own house? I will. I will, but it will not come from the offerings of this church. Eh? God will raise a millionaire here. Very soon, people will struggle, say, take the one for Victoria Island. You take the one for Abu Dhabi. You take the one for Ikeja. Is it possible? No, it is possible. But whether you do it or not, that is not the reason I'm in the ministry. Amen. It doesn't move me one bit. One bit. One bit. Oh, it doesn't move me one bit. Because the reason I'm in the ministry is different from what other reasons are. My own is to see somebody before my face, a sinner turned to a saint. That is more than a car gift to me. That is more than a house gift for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your prayer this week, Lord, keep me in your perfect will. It's a serious prayer point. Because if you are in his permissive will, all your effort at the end will be wasted. You have left where you will have received reward, and you are pursuing where there is no reward. You see? And sometimes too, you can be a pastor. God called you to be a pastor. You are running away from it. And sometimes you think that is humility. Me, pastor. Hey, me, pastor. Oh, no. And you are thinking that is humility. No, it's foolishness. Humility, Abi. Me, pastor. Hey, me, I don't want that one. Hey, me, pastor. Hey, God, I beg. I don't want. Then God will ask you which one you want. Which one you want? You want to be prophet? Okay, take prophet now. You say you want. I say this is what I want you to be. You say, hey. And sometimes say, no, minister. Pastor, I beg. My papa no get money. My papa no get house. My papa suffer. Me, I cannot go suffer like this. I want business. God will say, I want you in the ministry. You say, you want business. He will say, take business and give you millions and millions. And at the end, what will happen? You and your millions, I know you not. But I am the one that financed the whole ministry. I was the one taking care of the pastor. I was the one. But was that God's perfect will for you? It shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Even as little as the type of car you should buy, God will show you, buy this type of car. You say, no. What I want is this car. God will say, now this one you want, Abi. Buy it. The day you ride and finish, they go, pop, they block it for back, guns. If you manage to escape, then you will know why God didn't want you to buy that car. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every aspect of your life, get God's perfect will. Church, anybody that sets your heart to walk in God's perfect will, he will never lead you astray. He will never lead you astray. You want to do the wrong thing, it will fail. That's why I say, me, Moses Alu, never ever get disappointed. I never get disappointed. Because I walk with God by faith. A lot of you have to go and pray. Me, my own, I walk first by faith. I will move first before God will tell me no do, then I go stop. I don't get time to go pray first. When the thing comes to my mind, I say, oh yeah. So if I go, the thing jam rock. I say, okay, please, let me God know make a drum with that. Okay, bye bye. Nobody said, get myself worried. No. People who walk in God's will like that, no, they don't get hypertension. No, you don't get frustrated. You can't get frustrated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.